This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I hope that you will take time out of your very busy day for just a few moments to study from the sacred Word of God, the Bible. For the past couple of times, we have been considering the topic, why the early church had such tremendous influence in the first century. Why did the early church turn the world upside down? Why was it everywhere you went, it was either loved or hated? We have already suggested it was because, first, that it would not allow itself to be regarded as merely one religion among many other equally valuable religions. Further, because they would not allow God to be regarded as simply one God among many other equally valuable gods. Thirdly, because they wouldn't allow Jesus Christ to be regarded as simply one Savior among many other equally valuable Saviors. And then last time, as we closed, we were considering the fact that they would not allow the church to be regarded as simply one other religious institution among many other equally valuable religious institutions. Now today, we continue with this point by emphasizing that they turned the world upside down. In all places they were loved or hated, men talked about the church because it simply would not be ignored. Because they would not allow the gospel to be regarded as simply another religious message. You remember that in the giving of the Great Commission, Jesus did not say to his apostles, "Go ye into all the world and persuade men to be religious." Men were religious long before Jesus Christ came into this world. That wasn't the reason why he came. That is, he did not come to make men religious or to give them the opportunity of being religious. Rather, he came to give men the opportunity of being right religiously, of actually being saved from their sins by the power of his blood. But he also made it clear that to be saved by his blood, one must respond to him, that is, to Jesus Christ, in the right way. But the only way one can respond to Jesus Christ correctly is by responding to his word, by studying it, learning it, believing it, and obeying it. It is the man who does the will of God that enters the kingdom of God, said Jesus in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. The Apostle Paul made clear that though we are an angel from heaven should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema. And that matter was so important that Paul basically repeated it. Though we, that is, even we apostles, if we are an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than the one which Jesus Christ committed into the hands of the apostles as they were guided by the Holy Spirit, would rest under the anathema or the curse of God. Now that simply means that neither I nor anyone else has the right to preach any message other than the one which Jesus Christ gave us. We do not have the right to preach anything about God or Christ or the Holy Spirit or about the church or the plan of salvation or the living of the Christian life or Christian worship other than what is found in the sacred scriptures. The basic plea that the apostles and other faithful disciples made in the first century as they went about was the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not simply a religious message, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. You remember that we read last time from Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 4 on through verse 6. And this passage merits our reading again. There is one body, that is, there is one church, one body. Paul had identified in the first chapter the bodies being the church, or the church the body. Therefore, in saying there is one body, he is saying there is one church. And one Spirit, that is one Holy Spirit, even as also you were called in one hope, that is of life everlasting, one hope of your calling, one Lord, that is one Lord Jesus Christ, one faith, that is one doctrinal message, the one body of truth, which is the gospel, one baptism, immersion in water unto the remission of sins, and one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And so, the apostles in the first century preached the gospel. Be with us next time as we continue this very vital study.